Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a health official from California is empowering us to tell our family, no, don't be coming over to my house. I know. It's sad. It really is sad. And we're going to talk about how that's not really a nice thing. But I know there are people out there going, oh, yeah. See ya. And, you know, it's frustrating. I mean, I have for years been trying to figure out how to get out of Thanksgiving. I have for years been trying to figure out how to keep family away. And I never even thought this COVID. And you know what? This has been horrible. This has been the most horrible year. It's been so deadly. But I got to tell you, there are people making lemonades out of lemons, you know, and just who would have fathomed that, you know, sometimes certain things can work in your favor. But this is just news that I never expected to see in my journalism history or just in my history as being an American, where you have health officials tell you to tell your family no. Now, remember I was really, really ticked off and I got all my panties all up in a bunch. It took me about, you know, 20 minutes to recorrect. When in Oregon, Governor Kate Brown had suggested that you can narc on your neighbors. If you see neighbors having a big Thanksgiving, you can narc on them. If you're allowed to make a disturbing the peace or a noise disturbance call to the police, go ahead and call the police, you know, if you see somebody celebrating Thanksgiving. And I mean, to me, that just, you know, brought up all the, you know, memories of my family dealing with the Nazis and all that. And this is now where it's even taken a step further to tell your family no. In fact, many states are suggesting that if you're going to have Thanksgiving, you just have it with your own family members, whoever is within that house, not even bring grandma or grandpa and all that. Now, I told you guys, we canceled Thanksgiving. The older individuals in my family on both sides, we're worried about COVID, you know, and it's just, it's even if you test negative for COVID, we just don't know if that's a false negative test, you know, so to try to get everybody tested and to try to prove everybody's okay and then to wear the mask and, you know, and I'm not really that good a cook. I could cook duck and I could cook fish. I always screw up steak, you know, and maybe I can make a mean meatloaf. And I suppose I could do a good turkey, but a lot of my family, they don't even eat turkey. You know, so I'm like, you know what, guys, let's just watch football and leave it at that and we could Skype each other. So for me, it's not a big deal, but there's really a lot of symbolism. This was California state official Dr. Mark Galey said it's not too late to cancel or change plans to limit celebrations for the holiday. And apparently, California's health secretary is urging people to say no to family and friends who want to gather. Now, you know, what kind of concerns me is whenever poop hits the fan and we have a recession or a depression or we have an illness or whatever, all right, I'm a family medicine doc. Everybody kind of forgets, you know, because you don't sound like a doctor. Like, how am I supposed to sound? Okay, I'm not Marcus Welby. And we're Hawkeye, or Turk and JD. But I'm a family doc. So for me to do my art for family medicine, okay, is I need your family involved. All right? If I want to get your cholesterol down, I need wifey on your case. If I need you to get through your rehab, I need to make sure we have family on board. If I want you to improve your back pain and neck pain, I need your employer on board. It takes a village. with family medicine, one of the aspects of family medicine, not only can we take care of everybody in the family, but we utilize the strength of the family, the love, the support to help you get better. It's something we don't talk about a lot in family medicine because, like, oh, that's so touchy-feely and, you know, are we watching a chick flick? No, you're not watching a chick flick. It's just the family medicine. I mean, time and time again, you've heard stories and studies where married men live longer if they're married as opposed to single men. I mean, that's just something that it's, you know, not news anymore. This is kind of common knowledge. Same thing with wives. I think wives do better. Well, I think wives are skinnier when they're single, you know, because they're trying to get, you know, the date. But for the most part, you know, having a hubby worry about you, a partner worry about you, you know, when you go, well, wait a second, I got kids, I got this, I got to be there for that. I do believe you're more health conscious when you are married or with a partner. So, you know, it does. It takes a family. Then when you have kids, kids are all up in your business. You know, are you getting your paps or mom? None of your business. So my kids don't ask me about me getting it. I ask my kids if they check their testicles. I'm like, check your testicles today. Why? Just check your testicles, which is no lumps. Can I get back home first, Mom? Do I have to do it in the middle of Walmart? All right, I'll let you wait. So, it takes family. So I'm looking at all this, and I'm like, okay, we're coming into heart attack season. We're coming into pneumonia season. All right, you know, I'm teaching you guys about dementia and stroke, and the whole narrative. Everybody's talking about isolation. You got to stay isolated. If you're sick with COVID, you're supposed to be in a room by yourself, away from your family members. Who the hell is watching you if you start getting delirium? Who's watching you if you're getting short of breath? Or if you're starting to get blood clots or a stroke or a heart attack? I mean, you know, when anybody in my family is sick, rule of thumb is, I'm going to sleep in the same bed or the same room as you. Okay, I'm going to be all up in your business. And with this, it's all about isolating. You know, so if you have a family member with dementia or with depression, or at high risk for, like I said, stroke or delirium. COVID can cause delirium in older individuals. And we're telling everybody to isolate and lock them up in a room or keep them in their nursing home or not invite them over for Thanksgiving. How do you know what the hell is going on with your family member? I don't know about you guys, but, you know, like my dad. When my dad would come over, I'm like, let me look at your feet. Let me check your pulses. I was going to be all, I'd check his prostate if I had to, but he wouldn't let me. So you're not getting that interaction. For you to be healthy, you need family involved. Even though family causes most of our ulcers and most of our pains in the neck, and in my case, hemorrhoids, jokes aside, you need to kind of be around family. So I get that we want to protect everybody, but, I mean, God, how much longer is this going on? And isolating, just, I'm not feeling it. Sorry. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure pounded Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So many of you guys have heard this, and it was no shock to me. There's always fraud. You know, whenever anything happens, there's always people out there that, you know, rather than work and put all that, you know, creativity and that masterminding to a career or to a legitimate business, they, you know, plan fraudulent type stuff, which is why I'm not convinced that there was no fraud at all in the Biden-Trump election. I'm just not convinced, okay? There's fraud everywhere. Well, this time, it hit the California unemployment benefits. And we're being told that thousands of unemployment claims had been made on behalf of prison inmates. And it looks like $1 billion in legal benefits might have been paid inappropriately. $1 billion. to inmates and their associates. So for those of you who never got your unemployment benefits or you got gypped, I don't blame you for being upset. So in August, San Mateo County law enforcement officials charged 21 people, 13 prisoners and 8 accomplices, with masterminding a fraudulent COVID-19 unemployment benefit scheme that netted $250,000, even though they believe this enterprise could approach $1 billion in illegal benefits paid. So the case has been described as a, quote, big spider web by one prosecutor. And they have just touched the surface of this. Sacramento County District Attorney Anne Marie Schubert said the fraud is honestly staggering. Chairwoman of a recently formed task force on California unemployment fraud, she said the inmates are mocking us. On Tuesday, Schubert and other prosecutors on her fraud task force said investigators have uncovered at least $140 million worth of improper payments made to inmates and their outside accomplices. And the figure is supposed to climb as the probe continues. They said the fraud, all tied to pandemic unemployment assistance, included inmates housed at every prison operated by the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. Every prison. So the California Employment Department has gotten a lot of criticism. They've been overwhelmed with claims after the pandemic struck. Millions of Californians lost their jobs. Now that there's more shutdowns and lockdowns, more people have been losing their jobs. And the Employment Development Department said in early September they were aware of fraudulent claims for pandemic benefits, and they were cooperating with investigators. Yet law enforcement officials complained that the EDD was slow to take steps to halt the behavior that was uncovered. Schubert said the enormity of the crimes became apparent after officials cross-matched unemployment claims with prison rolls. But she complained that while 35 other states routinely cross-match unemployment claims against state prison rolls, California apparently does not, and maybe that's how this happened. So Governor Gavin Newsom said he was forming a task force to investigate all these task forces. This is what bothers me. You know how much money is going to the implementation of these programs and how many people are on staff with the government, and many government workers are still working, and this stuff still happens. What are people paying for? Kern County District Attorney Cynthia Zimmer said investigators noticed a surge in the volume of money orders being sent by friends and family members to inmates in one of Kern State prisons. Investigators determined that the money orders represented proceeds after the fraudulently obtained debit cards were cashed out. So for you, those of you who received unemployment benefits, you got a card. It was a debit card. And then people would, outside the prison, family members, get the money, send the money order to the inmate. In Kern County alone, 2,800 inmates received over $16 million in benefits, Zimmer said. She was one of the conspirators outside the prison, collected benefits in the names of 16 different people. One of you had brought up to me going, but aren't prisoners allowed to get, you know, benefits? These are unemployment benefits. And so if you've been in prison for a while and you didn't have a job while in prison, and then you lost said job in March, but you didn't have a job, then why are you getting unemployment benefits? So, this was fraudulent in that somebody, it's not that somebody lost their job and then went to jail and was still collecting benefits. This was people in jail that didn't have a job the whole time, all for some reason were able to get unemployment. How? Well, because if the system asks, are you working, and somebody's filled it out for you, and it's all electronic, you say you're not working, the money comes. So the scheme that operated out of San Mateo's jail, formerly known as McGuire Correctional Center in Redwood City, provides a pretty vivid picture. They said court records show a handful of inmates contacted friends and relatives on the outside. They supplied them with Social Security numbers and other information and persuaded them to file for pandemic relief on behalf of 30 different inmates. The outsiders had the unemployment payments in the form of Bank of America debit cards issued by EDD, and then they mailed it to them. And the cards were preloaded, sometimes with $20,000. You know, because as each week progressed, the money just gets added to the card. The accomplices would go to ATM machines and withdraw their prearranged cut, usually $3,000 or $4,000. Then they would arrange for friends or family to deliver the cards to the inmates of the jail. In one case, an outsider was found to have used an ATM in Las Vegas to collect his cut. It was thousands of dollars. Accomplices arranged for the remaining funds to be delivered to the inmates' jail accounts, which could be used for toiletries and other items. And this happened, I guess, one of the ringleaders was in San Mateo, identified as Luis Javier Mariscal. He was using a contraband cell phone to contact Lionel McCoy, an inmate at Corcoran State Prison, serving 50 years to life for murder. Eventually, claims for unemployment were filed for McCoy and his brother. So people with life sentences, I believe Scott Peterson, who back in, I believe, was it 2002, was accused of killing his wife and unborn child. And, I mean, we're talking about people on death row. Another woman charged was a Rancho Cordova woman named Ronelle Joy Narvaez. She was accused of working with her brother, inmate Ramel Narvaez, to apply for fraudulent benefits for Edgar Vasquez. And the two inmates have been charged as well. So when you look at the sort of fraud and what happened, it just goes to show you that governments don't know how to control things. And I mean, we don't want control, but in terms of prevent fraud, governments might be up on their game for some things. You don't pay the proper amount of taxes, they'll be all over you. All right, so they're starting to get really, really good with that. But in terms of unemployment fraud, I mean, you know how many people went back to work, but they only asked for 15 hours so they could still get the extra $600 a week? This is yours and my money going to this. And the problem is if you are unemployed, if you are one of these people that need these benefits, one of the reasons why you aren't getting your stimulus check and more money is because many legislators are aware of the cluster that just happened. Now, that should have no bearing on you. If you were legit, you need your money, you need the extra money per week, you should be able to get it. That's kind of a slam dunk. You should be able to get it. And it makes no sense that crimes done by other people mess you up. But if states were overwhelmed with the amount of money, and California losing $1 billion, right? If states are overwhelmed with how much money they are losing in the unemployment fund, and they don't have more funds to continue, there is going to be a halt, because people need to figure out where the hell is the money going and can they repurpose it. You know, just like with the PPP, the Small Business Association fund for the small businesses that went out in March, April, there were companies that, you know, might have deserved, you know, were following the law and, you know, were allowed to get PPP funds, but some of them were huge, huge companies, or like Harvard, that has millions of dollars. I know other academic institutions that just, I mean, God, they got millions of dollars. And when some of them were called out, they're like, all right, you know what, we're going to give the money back. We don't need to borrow. We, you know, small businesses that are hurting can have them. So we haven't really seen a lot more extensions of the PPP program because they're trying to figure out what was wrong and to fix it. You know, because whenever you do something super fast in the government, you know, things happen. Well, just like the election. We're going to do mail-in ballots. Just everybody print ballots. We'll go. It was a cluster. Well, no one's going to go back and redo the election, but they're going to slow down on the unemployment benefits. They're going to slow down on doing the PPP money for small business loans until they can figure out and avoid the fraud. So that's kind of what's the holdup. And so when I hear stories like this, I get ticked. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department reporting jobless claims rising for the second straight week to 778,000 as the nationwide surge in coronavirus cases is weighing on the labor market recovery. As President-elect Joe Biden continues to announce cabinet picks this week, incoming Secretary of Homeland Security Alexandra Mayorkas is receiving special attention from some Republicans.
He was found by Barack Obama's Inspector General to be guilty of selling green cards to Chinese nationals on behalf of rich Democratic donors. Think about that. Selling citizenship to well-connected Chinese nationals on behalf of Democratic Party donors. That is disqualifying to lead the Department of Homeland Security.
Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, speaking there on Fox and Friends. And you're listening to USA Radio News. As Thanksgiving approaches, Pennsylvania announced they will have a one-day ban on alcohol sales and bars starting Wednesday. The ban will be in effect from 5 p.m. today through 8 a.m. Thanksgiving morning. That's according to Tom Wolf, the Democratic governor of Pennsylvania. People can still purchase beer, wine, and spirits at stores. As far as these bans and if lockdowns even work, Dan Crenshaw says,
what's the benefit of these lockdowns that they want so badly? There is no benefit. I mean, scientifically speaking, the data is out at this point, and the benefits are basically nil, at best unproven, but the costs are enormous, the hurting people. This is what they're advocating for. It's radicalism to the extreme.
A new Harvard Caps Harris poll found that 56% of voters want Republicans to maintain control of the Senate next year after the Georgia runoffs, with 44% wanting Democrats to take control of the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DOLLY. Let's go to the phone lines. We've got Richard. Hey, buddy. How you doing, Richard?
Good, Dr. Dolly. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course, of course. Yeah, what's going on?
Well, based on your last segment there, I just want to make the point and reinforce it to people, and I think after having listened to you for a while, you're kind of a libertarian, is that the reason that the fraud, all that happened is because the government, you know, shut lots of stuff down, which told people to stay at home, which screwed up their life and screwed up their jobs, which then required a government program to be put in place to fix the screw-up that they just caused, which then screwed up the program that they tried to fix it with. So these big government programs always end up like this. So that was the point I wanted to make.
No, I appreciate it. I know. It was you become dependent on your mail because you're forced to stay home, and then it allows a system that hasn't been tested, that hasn't been vetted, that and everybody was kind of prepared for it. They had, you know, let everybody know for months on end, we're going to do mail-in ballots. You'll be able to just take the piece of paper, and it was, I think there was code, and I think it was, there is no way there was no fraud. fraud in the election. And now, it's debatable whether Biden would have had enough votes or not, but what I saw election night, it looked like it was definitely going Trump's way.
Well, most definitely true, and you're right. Big government programs just don't work like that, whether it's mail-in voting for tens of millions of people or whether it's unemployment benefits for tens of millions of people, they always end up not working. And that's why we want local control as much as possible over everything that we do.
Absolutely. Amen. Thank you, Richard, for calling in. We appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Doctor. Bye-bye.
Bye. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I think some cities are hoping that people stay home because they don't have enough police officers. And whose fault is that? Well, Seattle mayor has just approved, I believe, an 18% cut in police budget. More than 100 cops have already left. The city was overrun by rioters. BLM had urged a slash in spending in the wake of the George Floyd death. Oh, Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin is going to sign the new budget into law next week. City Council has approved an 18% cut in Seattle Police Department, 18%. That means for every 100 cops, 18 go, leaving 82. And cuts will affect also the overtime pay as well as training new officers. According to Daily Mail, Seattle Police Officers Guild President Mike Sloan blasted the budget cut as quote-unquote naive. He said cuts mean it'll take longer for police officers to respond to 911 calls. 18% cut falls short of the 50% reduction demanded by activists. So that's supposed to be, I guess, a compromise. As we remember, there was the CHOP in Chaz Zone, where it was Capitol Hill occupied protest or Capitol Hill autonomous zone, and Chaz and CHOP were a complete cluster. People were getting shot. Violence was still happening. Businesses who were a part of that, you know, weren't getting their deliveries. They weren't getting business because people were scared, and it was a mess. Durkin said in July that violent crime in the city has risen to 525%. Now, BLM leaders demanded a police hiring freeze, but that was rejected by council. And so, again, this is one of these things where I don't think anybody knows how to fix a situation, and the way they try to fix it or try to appease it is going to be a big cluster. Just like, sorry I keep bringing up the election, but, you know, if you have a pandemic and you're worried about people getting ill and not being able to cast their vote, right, doing random mailings to, you know, obsolete voter registrations and allowing people to get a ballot and reproduce it by reprinting it, not the way to go. If you're having issues with police behavior with people in custody and you want police reform, you don't just cut and fire people. Having a cop less staffed or a police department less staffed is not something that it's interesting. I've worked at restaurants, and I've worked at multiple different places. And whenever there was understaff, I noticed some of the rules kind of went by the wayside. I mean, I still did my part. I washed my hands. I still served the food. But in terms of the hurry up, let's get it out, or hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, here, just take this. Orders would get wrong. Sometimes there'd be a mischarge. You mess up. When you're understaffed and you're trying to take on the volume that you're supposed to take on, you start to make mistakes. And so when I hear that people want to reform the police by having them just cut their budget so there's less police, that means the police left who have to manage a lot of the mayhem and the violent crimes, and now, I guess, Thanksgiving dinner rules, you've just put them in a position where, unfortunately, if you have backup, all right, and you feel like you're confident and you have backup and you have plenty of people, you know, with backup, you might be less inclined to need to use your weapon. But if you're the only one and you're getting ascended upon, I just don't see how violence is going to decrease. Unless that's what they want. Less police, no police in the area. You know, if a lot of people doing the riots were criminals, and you are a criminal if you, you know, if you broke down a store and started a fire and, you know, tried to, you know, kick bystanders, then you are considered a criminal. But if criminals don't want to go to jail and want to do crime, it really helps for police to not be there. And, you know, you start to see the success. What I think is really bothering people about what happened, you know, the last few months, is we're not supposed to reward bad behavior. And instead, bad behavior is getting rewarded. We're taking your calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If mail-in ballots and defrauding, you know, the ballots or whatever is a bad behavior, and we don't want to reward that, then what you do is you say, we caught the fraud, do over. We do another election, or we do another, you know, in this county or this state or whatever. But no, instead, it's, nope, Biden wins. Maybe Biden truthfully won. Maybe he really did exceed Trump, and he might have really gotten 80,000 honest legal votes. Maybe he did. But when you hear that there's counties where more people voted than were registered in that county, come on. That should mean an automatic do-over. And so, again, we're also rewarding the behavior of rioters that, you know, broke down, you know, businesses and smashed windows and stole things. And, all right, the police, fine, police aren't going to be there. Police are going to go away. Police won't answer your call. We're rewarding this behavior. And, And that's just something that we weren't trained to do. Now, again, I don't want the American people treated like kids. I don't want the government to be our mommy and daddy. I want less government. But the way we're approaching things that shouldn't be happening and we're encouraging it makes the average person looking at this going, we're screwed. The reason why we have laws, the reason why we have systems is to avoid people getting hurt, fraud taking place. And instead, we've done the exact opposite. So I just met another police officer who quit. He's retired. Why continue to serve a community that doesn't want you and wants your life to be put at risk? I don't blame the average cop. God bless him out there. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
About a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I need your help. I want to compile a list of the COVID restrictions, not the common sense ones, but the ones that kind of make you scratch your head going, where's the medical logic behind it? And I'm doing this for a reason, scientifically. I have some students, actually, that want to do a study, but I don't know if we're going to make this into a study yet. But I'm dying to know, what are some of the restrictions in your county or your state that is making you kind of scratch your head? We've been scratching our heads from the beginning. You know, when we were first told, guys, don't wear a mask, it's not going to help, then not only do you, you know, does it help, but now you have to wear a mask, or you can lose your business license, or your customers can cause you to go under or not, you know, be able to maintain your business license, or you'll get fined. And the hypocrisy and the pendulum swinging and the back and forth is, you know, already been kind of overwhelming us and making us kind of scratch our heads. I think in Oregon, you can't have more than 6 people at your Thanksgiving dinner. So what happens if you had five kids and you and your husband are still together? That makes seven people. What happens there? A lot of things just haven't made sense. This is the one that tops the list for me. In Pennsylvania, apparently Governor Wolf has instituted a no alcohol to be served in restaurants and bars starting this evening at 5 p.m. and ending at 8 a.m. tomorrow. To fight COVID, no alcohol can be sold for 9 hours. Now, I'm exhausted. And one of the reasons why I'm exhausted is because people will ask me, they go, Dr. Dolly, you're a doctor, you're a physician, you're board certified, you're a fellow, you've obviously had years of training of microbiology and epidemiology and public health. How does this stop the virus? Well, okay, my guess is they're thinking if you don't have, actually, wait a second. If it starts at 5 p.m., then that's 7 hours plus 15 hours. A 15-hour alcohol moratorium in Pennsylvania to fight COVID. Why? I can't think the way they think. My guess is they're expecting people to party it up because we're about to have a four-day weekend. I mean, I'm still working this weekend, but, you know, we're about to go on a four-day weekend. So maybe they think people are going to party it up because they're not going to have a big Thanksgiving, or because the in-laws are coming, or maybe it's because family's coming into town. They might not have seen a brother for a while, so they want to hit the bars. I don't know. Even though most places are between 25 and 50% capacity in Pennsylvania, and I forget some of their other rules, why alcohol not allowed to be sold for 15 hours? How is that going to stop COVID? So this is why I have to say my piece, okay? Whenever we try to make progress in public health, whenever we want to curb something, whenever we want to have people vaccinate, and we want people to eat healthy, or we want people to throw away their trash, or we want people to do something that'll not only help themselves, but help others, you gotta get everybody on board. Okay? You need everyone to get the memo, and you need them all on board. And the only way to get them on board, and I've said this a lot, is you need to do the three E's. You have to engage them. Then once you engage them and they're like, okay, I get this makes a good idea, you educate them as to why, and then you enlist them. And we talk about the three E's a lot on the show. So you're losing the engagement over and over again. And when you lose the engagement and you disengage people by these random rules, then they're not going to allow you that time to educate them on why you want them to do that rule, and then you're definitely not going to be able to enlist them. They're not going to follow through. This is what I told you early on in the show I'm kind of worried about when it comes to the vaccine. If we don't do the vaccine rollout correctly, you're going to have people watch what happens, watch, you know, people complain of side effects or whatever, see COVID cases rise, and by February, March, they're going to be like, nah, you know, I was on the fence, now I'm out. All right, we're losing you. We're not engaging you. Now, maybe the threats of death, maybe the headlines of hospitals being overwhelmed, I mean, that would convince me. But it's not convincing people when they're hearing from people in the hospitals going, no, we still have a lot of empty beds. Now, mind you, empty beds does not necessarily mean the hospital's not full. It just means they don't have staff for those beds. All right, but I mean, if the hospital's overwhelmed because they only have X amount of staff, you're going to have some empty floors. That does happen. We've discussed that many times because we've had hospitals overwhelmed before COVID. But the more we do these random rules that don't make a lot of sense, that hurt at the same time, you're going to have less people on board. And, you know, we're just barely touching the flu season and the COVID season. Poop is really going to hit the fan the next few months. And over and over and over again, people have been beaten and kicked in the earlobes over and over again, well, you got to wear the mask and you got to close down your business and you got to make less money. So I'm asking you guys, of some of these COVID rules, what were some of them that you found very stupid? And it's not just the basic ones where, okay, well, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, or put, you know, a hanky on your face, or, you know, if you don't have anything, you could use a piece of underwear. And I'm sure that's written somewhere. All right. And, you know, and lockdowns. I mean, I need some specifics. What are some specific finite 15 hour no alcohol sale rule? Explain to me how that's going to curb COVID. Now, you'll have some people go, well, yeah, because then people won't party the night before Thanksgiving. Well, what do you think's happening? People are asking, all right, well, let me get out of work early. Then guys come over to my house. Oh, well, you know, you can't have big gatherings at your house. Well, it's a lot easier to hide a big gathering at your house. I mean, I don't understand why government thinks people are just going to say, you know what? I'm not going to enjoy the life I have. I'm not going to, you know, party. I'm not going to have sex. I'm not going. We're people. How many times have you told your dog to not go into the garbage? I'll tell Uzi no. No do. No go into the garbage. Bad girl. The no lasts for maybe 10 seconds. And then she goes back into the garbage. And I go, no, no, no. No means forever, not 5 minutes. When I say no, it's no. Like forever. No garbage forever. Last 5 seconds, and she's back in. That's us. We're as humans. You tell us no. You tell a bunch of young people no. You're not supposed to hook up and go to restaurants and party. And you know, that's only going to last a certain amount of time. We're going on month 9, month 10. It's not working. And so the more we have governors or state officials come up with these random rules, people are starting to really lose respect, and they're not going to listen. And my fear is when people really do need to listen, when the poop, you know, and mind you, the poop is hitting the fan, but we're just about, I mean, it's going to get worse. And if you hear from the governor going, okay, well, you know, bars have to just close, people are like, wait a second, we did that. We did close bars. We didn't drink alcohol. We didn't date. We didn't party. We didn't go to the football game. We didn't have homecoming. We didn't have prom. We didn't have our wedding. And we're still like this? You need to prove to me, this is what the average person is thinking and asking me, you need to prove to me that all this hell we went through worked. And if it didn't work, tell us, don't make us do this anymore. So my suggestion to any health official who is grappling with this, and mind you, I wouldn't be in your place, is really think twice before you come up with a random rule of a 15-hour liquor ban. Because that doesn't save people from COVID long-term. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.